When more than 300,000 teenagers sit down to take the SAT on Saturday, they will A, be extremely nervous, B, be required to write an essay for the first time in the history of the exam, C, have to sit for almost 4 hours, D, all of the above. Well, the answer is D. This year it's the SAT's new focus on writing that's causing anxiety. Especially concerned are low-income, minority, and immigrant students in schools that haven't taught them how to write. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
At the bottom line, a nonprofit academic counseling program for Boston area high school students, counselors have seen more than their share of kids bomb on the SAT. But that hasn't stopped this program from giving many students a real shot at college.
I remember seeing it last time, but it still got sent to NYU and Syracuse.
Yes, yeah. But now that we're updating the information, I also want to change it here so that we can
send it
to NYU, which is your top school, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tonight, the foot traffic is light. The latest snowstorm has kept many kids away, so counselors are making the best of it. They're helping a handful of students navigate the absolutely bizarre college application process, deciding on a school, finding financial aid, and, of course, figuring out the new SAT. Counselors here have their own take on their new SAT, but first they want me to meet a 17-year-old in a faded peach color coat, T-shirt, jeans, and sneakers.
My name is Cindy Guan. I'm 17 years old. I'm a junior. I was a Chinese immigrant 9 years ago, and I came to Boston with my parents.
Cindy squints from behind a pair of tiny wire-rimmed glasses. "How's your English?" I ask. "Better than it was when I arrived," she jokes. Immigrant students like Cindy make up the fastest-growing group taking the SAT these days. Cindy worries about her English.
I don't think, my English is good at all compared to other students who are also Chinese immigrants, because I think they, unlike me, have read a lot of materials, whether it's magazine, book, any kind of literature in English, whereas I read a lot in Chinese.
Cindy says the SAT won't take into account how hard she's worked to learn English. "It can't measure what I've had to overcome," she says. What the SAT actually measures, of course, has been debated since it was first introduced nearly 80 years ago. Many see it as a test of general reasoning abilities. Now it seems to have morphed into a test of what students learn in high school, with writing as its focus. At least that's what the changes reflect. A mandatory 25-minute essay, longer, more in-depth reading passages, although gone are the analogies that used to drive people crazy with items like untruthful as to mendaciousness, as circumspect as to caution. "That's all fine," says Greg Johnson, the director of The Bottom Line. But if the new SAT reflects what students should be learning in high school, the kids he works with will be at a greater disadvantage than ever. Why? Because most of them attend overcrowded schools with little or no academic rigor, let alone good writing teachers.
It's going to be challenging for our students, no question about it. The writing skills generally are not what they would need to be to write a good, solid essay. So we're very concerned about it in that we believe that the students are going to get relatively low scores on that portion of the test. The next step is to find out what colleges are going to do with that.
To address the mounting nervousness about the new SAT, the College Board has deployed dozens of its field officers across the country to explain how and why the new SAT is better.
Now, has the SAT ever changed before? Well, yes, it's changed many times since it was first administered in 1926.
At this session on the campus of Catholic University in Washington, D.C., Mike Marchanda reassures a group of high school counselors and college admissions officers that the new SAT won't just promote good writing. It'll send a message to high schools. Students need rigor.
And not just certain students, because, you know, when you talk about equity and access, there's a whole hidden curriculum for many kids in this country where they're relegated to worksheets, they're relegated to courses where there is no critical reading, where there is no writing being done.
Some students can go through 4 years of high school and never write a single paper or essay, says Marchanda.
What we're saying is you need to provide this not for just those kids that you've identified as college going, but for all students, regardless of their race, their color, their gender, their socioeconomic level. And that's truly the College Board living its mission. So are we trying to affect change in schools? I think we are.
And schools, students, and colleges will reap the benefits, Marchanda argues. Monty Neal doesn't buy that for a second.
They're couching it in this noble language of we're helping kids do better on writing, we're helping kids make better decisions, when in fact they're responding to a threat to their business, and it will do nothing to help the quality of writing and the teaching of writing in this country.
Neal is co-director of Fair Test. He argues that educational tests in general are inherently unfair, biased, and limited in what they can measure. Yes, of course it matters that kids write well, says Neil.
But here's where the problem comes. If you look at high school, typical teacher has 150, 180 students. How much writing are they going to give? How much time are they going to have to seriously look at a student's writing and give them feedback?
Neil argues inserting a writing exam in the SAT isn't going to change that. As the big test approaches, though, 17-year-old Cindy Guan is convinced that a 2,000 on the new 2,400-point SAT is her ticket to Harvard. Anything lower than that, well, she'd rather not think about right now.
See, I never had that thought in my head, never formulated this thought, like, I would do much poorer than others because of English. Maybe because I have a sort of a lofty goal in front of me, but I guess that's leading me somewhere.
It's late, I say goodbye, and as I walk out the door into a bitter cold night and Boston's rush hour traffic.
See, that's amazing.
The counselors tell me they're not worried about Cindy. They worry about the kids who aren't getting any help or guidance at all. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
College admissions directors write about their SAT views on a new web opinion page called Taking Issue at npr.org.